In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst. On this, the fourth Sunday of Great Lent, the Church invites us to the remembrance of our Holy Father, St. John Climacus, St. John of the Ladder. He is also St. John of Sinai, of the great monastery of St. Catherine on Mount Sinai, since that was his home monastery. He is called St. John of the Ladder due to his master spiritual work, his writing of the Ladder of Divine Ascent. The Ladder of Divine Ascent. This book, The Ladder, describes 30 steps, in the Christian spiritual life, 30 chapters, beginning with the renunciation of life and concluding with faith, hope, and love, and various other titles. In between, there are chapters on both positive virtues, such as obedience and meekness, freedom from anger, and there are chapters on various negative passions, on gluttony and on greed and love of money and so forth. Admittedly, the audience for St. John's writings are monastics, are monks and nuns, a monastic writing to monastics. But the Church sees benefit for us all in regarding St. John's teachings. St. John of the Ladder's regular day on the church calendar is March 30th. But as with St. Gregory Palamas and St. Mary of Egypt, the church wanted them to be remembered on Sundays in Lent, for them to be remembered in the context of the Divine Liturgy and therefore to be celebrated in the context of the Holy Liturgy. And we cannot begin to go through the steps of the ladder in a few minutes. I attempted once to try to read a line or two from all the 30 steps. That was my longest sermon, I think, ever. Even though I was trying to go through as fast as I could. Speed sermon. Anyway, we will just give a few small samples today just to for us to taste and see as we sing. First off, the very fact of the work in its title tells us something. It tells us something. The ladder of divine ascent. The Christian life, brothers and sisters, is an ascent. It's an upward climb. It's going up. It's an upward movement. St. Paul said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. The high calling of God in Christ Jesus, the upward call. That we're looking up, we're straining forward, we're reaching up. The Christian life is not this way, it's this way. We're going up, we're striving towards the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And being a ladder, our climb takes effort. There are steps. There are steps. Climbing is work, to climb up ladders, to climb up steps. And there are included in the steps passions to be overcome and virtues to be obtained. We are going up towards God in steps. There is an upward movement called for. We have what we are called in the spiritual teaching, passions. Passions. Passions are the root of sin within us. Things like anger, lust, jealousy, greed, gluttony, vainglory, various descriptions of myself. On vainglory, we read that being critical of yourself, that self-criticism is not the evidence of true humility. Just because we criticize ourselves, even call ourselves names or whatever, is not a true indication of genuine humility. For as St. John says, don't we all have to put up with ourselves? Don't we all have to put up with ourselves? We disappoint ourselves continually and criticize ourselves. That's still not a sign of real humility. He says it's easy to be self-critical. He says rather the humble one is he who continues to love the person who criticizes him. That's when we have true humility. When we are criticized by another and we continue to love them and to listen to them, to hear their word, to accept their correction. The real test is being criticized by another. Repentance, of course, is a constant theme in the latter, as it is in Orthodox spiritual teaching in general. But repentance is not a negative, but a positive movement of the soul. It is on that upward movement of the soul towards God. We read, repentance is the daughter of hope and the refusal to despair. Repentance is reconciliation with the Lord. So repentance is positive. Repentance goes together with hope. It refuses to despair. It leads us to reconciliation. And that is the whole tone and atmosphere and of this great Lenten season. That our movement of repentance should be a positive turn back to God. A reaching up, a looking up again with hope. St. John says, God does not expect us to sorrow for our sins as an end in itself. St. John says, God does not demand that someone should mourn out of sorrow of heart, but rather out of love for God. Out of love for God, he should rejoice with the laughter of the soul. The laughter of the soul. He says, take away sin, and there will be no need for tears. Take away sin out of our soul, there'll be no need for tears, no need for sorrow, no need for repentance. There will be no need for tears, St. John says, after the resurrection. For after the resurrection, when sin will be abolished, and when pain and sorrow and lamentation have flown away, the root of our passions is pride, is self-love. In step 23 on avoiding pride and unclean thoughts, in that step we read, pride and nothing else caused an angel to fall from heaven. Pride and nothing else caused an angel to fall from heaven. St. John says, it is sheer lunacy to imagine that one has deserved the gifts of God. You may be proud only of the achievements you had before the time of your birth. All of that you can brag about. All of the achievements before the time of your birth. But he said, anything after that, indeed birth itself, it's a gift from God. It's all a gift from God. In other words, all that we have that is good, all that we have that is good and valuable is from God. All of our virtue is from grace. Step 24 on meekness. Meekness. He says, if you wish to draw the Lord to you, approach him as disciples to a master. Approach him in all simplicity, openly, honestly, without duplicity, without trying to fake God out that you're going to hide something and put on a show for God and act like someone you're not. Without duplicity, without idle curiosity, we come to God in simplicity, openly, honestly, without duplicity, without idle curiosity. He says, because God is simple. God is simple and uncompounded, and wants souls that are simple and pure. It is hard for the rich to enter the kingdom. Matthew 19:23. It is hard, St. John says, for the foolishly wise, quote unquote, to enter simplicity. He says, fight to escape your own cleverness in relationship to God. Fight to escape your own cleverness. To put it aside, you're not going to impress God. You're not going to fool God. You're not going to sell God on something. fight to escape your own cleverness. Humility rises out of obedience, and from humility comes dispassion, which is freedom from the passions. Humility and obedience, two arms. Obedience to God, obedience to the church, obedience to your spiritual father. All these things help you to kill the passions within you. St. John says, those entering a hospital for the first time should indicate where it hurts. And those entering on obedience should show their humility. We will carry away more help than we deserve if only we constantly push ourselves down into the depths of humility. We will carry away more help than we deserve. Sounds like this modern statement. I'm doing better than I deserve. This is written in the 700s, 600s. We will carry away more help than we deserve if only we constantly push ourselves down into the depths of humility. Yet full of passions and weakness as we are, let us take heart. Let us in total confidence come to Christ and confess to him our helplessness and our fragility. We come to the Lord confessing our weakness and our helplessness. That is the way. Down is the way up. Humbling ourselves is the way to grow. Finally, with so much more from the latter that we could say, we will let St. John leave us with this. On remembrance of death, he says, just as bread is the most necessary of all foods, so the thought of death is the most essential of all works. It's not a morbid thing. It's a movement to help us again towards that upward climb. The remembrance of death brings spiritual labors and meditations, produces freedom from daily worries, and breeds constant prayer and guarding of the mind. Of course, what we all focus on is this life and its pleasures. When we do that, when we don't labor for God, we do worry our daily worries, we don't constantly pray, and we don't guard our mind. And that's our dilemma. So let us hear the words of St. John. Let us take wisdom. Let us remember the upward call. Let us strive to those steps of the ladder. They're not only in St. John, they're in all the teachings of the fathers. But indeed, he has spoken well. And so we need this wisdom. This wisdom of the Holy Fathers and of our Holy Father John of the Ladder, of his great work, the Ladder. And through his holy prayers, may our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.